even for New York, this is quite the 24 hours, eh?
It is. I mean, just think about the Rangers season in a nutshell. The Tony D'Angelo incident, they kick him off the team for getting in a fight. Artemi Panarin takes a personal leave after what the Rangers say was a politically motivated hit piece in Russia. Then you have this when, of course, the team is performing well by a lot of means and the young players are making strides. But the Tom Wilson incident just kind of became a circus. That statement came out. That statement had James Dolan's name all over it. He's also the owner of the New York Knicks. I just want to remind you guys all of that. And yes, by even New York standards, this is a wild, wild day.
I heard that Davidson and Gordon were trying to distance themselves from the statement behind the scenes. Had you heard the same thing? And could that be the crux of a disagreement that leads to this less than 24 hours later?
It's quite possible. I do know, you know, I was talking to some folks in the league office today, and they weren't pleased with that statement. You know, it's so rare to see teams come out and disagree with a state with a decision or rules that the NHL makes. Gary Bettman usually has his team in line. And yes, as I've been asking around, it's been pretty adamant they weren't fired because of that statement. People have disassociated with them that statement. And it seems like they were trying to disassociate with it themselves. The truth is, this is probably a decision that James Dolan just made beforehand. He didn't think they were progressing fast enough. He wanted to make the playoffs. But it's hard to, you know, separate the two when they come in such a short cluster close to each other.
Well, and listen, I don't know if James Dolan has ever cared about optics, and we know enough about the situation with the Knicks. Charles Oakley is a friend of the show. For those who don't know, he got kicked out of MSG, escorted out by security. There have been run-ins here, and I think Ethan, one of those actors, just said that he had his season's ticket revoked for being critical of the Knicks and their management. Like, it's just, it's seemingly thing after thing after thing, and I don't know if they care about optics, but the optics of this, less than 24 hours after the statement and going into this return matchup, look terrible on James Dolan.
They do. I do know that it is a franchise that is quite image conscious. They care about what is being said about them. Right. And maybe they just figured, hey, of all this is out there anyway, and everyone's talking about us anyway, like, let's just go. I think the reasoning they would give you for why they made this decision now is they wanted Chris Drury to do exit meetings with players. They knew he was their guy. This is someone who had interest from a lot of teams and turned it down. That said, optically, as you mentioned, they're a cluster and they're all over the news here in the States, and it sounds like they're all over the news in Canada as well.
I mentioned earlier that you were on this this Chris Drury very early and that you had tweeted it out, and you ended up being right on the Chris Drury. It seems like he was a guy, and I know you just mentioned it, but that was very well thought of. Was he a guy that they might have lost if they didn't make this move?
Yes, but I do believe that behind the scenes, when he was getting interest from a lot of these other jobs, he was promised, you're going to get a prominent role in this organization. Just stick with us. Just be patient. Right. But I've just only heard the best things about Chris Drury since he's been in management. You know, there's a lot of ex-players who go into this position, and some of them just don't put in the work. And maybe they just think it could be easy. They can rest on their laurels. And all I've heard about Chris Drury is he has put in the work. He is passionate about this. He is bright. So I think the Rangers have long identified that this is their guy, and they just wanted to make him their guy.
Emily Kaplan of ESPN joining us here on Tim and Friends. Emily, what do you think happens tonight?
Great question. I did talk to someone with the Department of Player Safety earlier, and they said they will be watching this game closely, specifically monitoring things like retaliation and retribution. I think we all agree there is no place for any of that in our game. As polarizing as the last week has become, I'd like to think we all agree on that. You know, I don't know if the Rangers are going to call up Mason Gierston. He's the one tough guy they have in the AHL. If you listen to the Capitals today, they think that everything's just been blown out of proportion. They're like, look at the Penguins game last night. Things got crazy. So I don't think they're looking to, you know, defend their honor, defend Tom Wilson's honor. But we'll just have to wait and see. And I know I'll have a big bowl of popcorn.
We got video of Mason Gierston fighting last night, and he was the guy when you immediately looked down to the Hartford Wolfpack who jumped off the paper as someone who might be able to jump into the fray and do this for them. And just for the mullet, I wouldn't mind seeing him. We haven't heard yet if anyone's been called up for this game. Was part of why Gordon and Davidson walk, however you want to say it, being fired, walking away, whatever it ends up being in the press release that they just sent out, It seems like a parting of ways. But was any of that what Mark Messier was talking about, that they weren't built for any sort of retaliation in this spot, or maybe even any sort of deterrent for a guy like Tom Wilson, even though when you lose your mind, I don't know what deterrent means, because Tom Wilson just lost his mind. But that's neither here nor there. Is that part of why Gorton and Davidson aren't there anymore, because they didn't have this built into their team?
It's possible, but if that's the reason, I would argue, well, they did have that on their team, and it was Brendan Lemieux. They just traded him because they were trying to make way for these young prospects that Jeff Gorton was trying to develop in order to develop. Right. So he's kind of caught, in a tricky situation there. They also do have some toughness on the team. I'd argue that Jacob Trouba is a pretty tough player. Lindgren can be tough, but both of them are out injured right now, and just the guys on the bench and the guys on the roster weren't that tough. They're mostly skilled guys.
So if the NHL is looking at this closely, was there any thought or in your conversations with the Department of Player Safety that something needed to be levied against Tom Wilson just to avoid whatever the hell ends up happening tonight?
That's a really great question. No, I don't think they thought that way. You know, the way they do their discipline is they look at the play first, and they looked at this play and they said, okay, that fall with Buchnevich, that was accidental. Kind of just happened when he was punching Buchnevich on the ground. That's where we levied him a fine, but everything after was melee. And then after that, if they determined it's a suspendable play, then they'll look at prior history. And of course they didn't think it was a suspendable play. And so I give you that context to say, this is the way they were looking at it by the books. They weren't thinking, oh, optics, it looks so violent, or oh, optics, people are talking about it, we need to suspend Tom Wilson. They were just doing things the way they've always done things. So no, I don't think they're going to bow to public reaction. Quite frankly, they think they know more than the public, and I think they might.
Emily Kaplan joining us here on Tim and Friends. It's interesting because one of the tenets that I believe in a show where I give my opinion all the time is that you need steady leadership, that in sports, you need to have leaders who keep things consistent and have patience when patience is needed. And you mentioned this, there's a lot of good young players on this team. They just won a draft lottery, added one they thought they would never get in Alex Lafreniere. Like, all of this season and all of this turmoil, is this good for this young team?
That's a great question. I keep going back to this quote that Chris Kreider had. It was in February, and he was saying, I was joking to Alexis Lafreniere, and this is more drama and unorthodox things that I have seen in more than a decade being in this league that just have happened in the season. And that was before, like, the other half of the shoe dropped and how crazy it is. So these guys have definitely been put through the ringer. They're definitely getting on-the-job experience and on the, you know, conflict experience and learning how to navigate the bright lights of Madison Square Garden. I'd like to think ultimately they will emerge a better team from this, but I just have to think of these young players who are emerging into this league and saying, how taxing is this for them? They just want to focus on their game and getting better, and, like, this is just so much drama.
All right, last one. The TNT deal, the ESPN deal, freshly minted. I know that you were on Outside the Lines earlier today. I don't know. Were you on Around the Horn earlier today as well?
We'll be on tomorrow.
You'll be on tomorrow. And they might want to be talking hockey. Like, the buzz around this, is that something that the NHL wants, even though it might be a little bit negative?
It's a really great question. I was actually talking to Christopher Stieg, a guy a lot of you know in Canada. We were messaging back and forth today, and his point is, no, it's not. And I said, you know, that's a great point, because as great as it is that I've had 5 TV hits in the last 2 days, They've all been about this, which is essentially a black eye for the league. The league doesn't like this. They want to be focusing on Connor McDavid and Cole Caulfield and the Carolina Hurricanes. So, I'm of the opinion that any eyeballs are good eyeballs, and if that's going to get people to tune into the game tonight and maybe they appreciate a little more of what Artemi Panarin can do, that's great. But I know the league would prefer if we could just talk about their great players, and there are so many of them that are doing great things this season.